Title: 6 Key Considerations for Selling Carbon Pollution-Free Electricity to the Federal Government. Content: In line with the goals set forth in the federal government's Federal Sustainability Plan, the General Services Administration, GSA, recently issued a Request for Information, RFI, stating its intent to acquire approximately 2,700,000 megawatt-hours of carbon pollution-free, CFE, 1, retail electricity supply annually for a term of up to 10 years in the PJM Interconnection/Regional Transmission Operator, PJM/RTO, 2, region. The RFI sought information from companies capable of providing CFE, including bundled CFE, 3, to federal government agencies and facilities in the PJM region. The RFI noted that a solicitation could be released in the next couple of months and awards could be made as early as September 2024, with the first electricity flowing by mid-December 2024. While the RFI was not a live procurement, it gave insight into the GSA's intentions for procuring CFE over the next several years, in addition to giving companies that provide renewable energy the opportunity to help shape an eventual GSA solicitation. A similar RFI was recently issued as part of the Department of Defense's, DOD, market research to determine how best to procure approximately 260,000 megawatt-hours annually of CFE for federal customers, both DOD and civilian agencies, in the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, competitive retail electric choice market. Given the federal government's stated CFE goals, we anticipate additional RFIs and solicitations for CFE to be released in the coming months and years. Accordingly, we address below 6 key considerations for companies that are considering selling CFE to the federal government. 1. What is the RFI about? The GSA is a federal agency responsible for procuring products, services, including public utility services, and facilities for itself, other federal agencies, and certain non-governmental organizations. This RFI was issued as part of the GSA's market research to inform acquisition planning and could result in a solicitation for one of the federal government's largest procurements of CFE to date. It was issued in accordance with Executive Order 14057, catalyzing clean energy industries and jobs through federal sustainability and the related Federal Sustainability Plan, which set a goal for the federal government to achieve 100% CFE by 2030, including 50% on a 24/7 basis. 4. The RFI focused on gathering information relating to bundled CFE, as distinct from grid-supplied CFE, that is sourced from generation resources that, I, produce CFE, 2, were placed in service on or after October 1, 2021, either as a new resource or as new capacity at an existing resource modified to increase output, and, 3, are capable of delivering CFE to the PJM/RTO. The RFI did not distinguish between types of bundled CFE generating resources, i.e., utility scale versus distributed generation facilities, solar versus wind. The RFI included 27 questions that interested companies could respond to in order to provide the GSA with information regarding the availability of bundled CFE in the PJM/RTO retail electricity market and input on how GSA should structure this procurement. The questions addressed, for example, whether the company is registered in the System for Award Management, SAM, as discussed below, the amount of bundled CFE and retail electric supply the company can provide and by what date, the company's pricing structure, including a fixed price per kilowatt hour, the company's capability to project, track, and report how much of the load is served by hourly matched CFE, whether the company needs a letter of intent to enter negotiations, whether the company is currently or is planning to offer power generated using domestically manufactured solar panels, 5, and the company's enrollment process. 2. Who should care? The federal government is the single largest consumer of electricity in the United States, and the procurement contemplated by this RFI would constitute one of the federal government's largest ever clean electricity purchases. Accordingly, the eventual procurement could present a significant market opportunity for clean energy producers in the PJM/RTO region that are interested in contracting with the federal government. The RFI was open to all would-be respondents, and there is presently no indication that the solicitation will be restricted to certain types of bidders, although the